calls me and says she needs it.
Yeah. And it's a good practice to at least have them on it. The new warrant comes out with the treasurer. Technically, the accountant is supposed to sign the warrant. The warrant is to the treasurer to pay the following bill. But, so historically, your old system didn't have that space for the accountant to sign.
Yeah.
So the treasurer signs the check and you give it to the warrant. It's done. So now it's coming out with the treasurer's name because the treasurer is the accountant. So I'll make a point of signing it.
Okay.
So Ray comes to the decision.
All right.
I'm going to call to order the February 6, 2017, Kituat Fire District Prudential Committee. Could I please have everyone introduce themselves, starting with the treasurer?
Michael Bailey, treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, clerk.
Thank you. Mr. Daly?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm going to hand you each a copy of a vote that we would like you to take. There might be an extra one there for me. It doesn't matter. I'm not taking the vote. The clerk has a copy of the vote, and he has two other copies that he's going to certify. So I think if you want to go through this, this is the motion that you're going to vote, Charlie's going to certify that you voted that the sale of the following 2.25% bond of the district dated February 15, 2017, $2 million, it's a water bond payable in annual principal installments of $52,632 on February 15th in each of the years 2018 through 2054. And 52,616 in the year 2055, with the interest thereon calculated from February 15th. So you're voting to approve the bonds that they're going to, the notes, the debt that they're going to issue to us, the bond, and in the amount of $2 million with the payments of the principals set in a fixed amount over the 40-year life, with a little rounding at the end. And then you're going to also take the vote that it's with the United States of America, and you further vote. I'm going to ask Madam Chairman that you just have someone move as printed in the handout, which the clerk has a copy of for the official record, and then he'll certify exactly what's on the handout, if you so desire. And so this will complete what you have to do, and then we'll get the paperwork out of the district this week up to the lawyers, and they'll close next Wednesday with the federal government.
So do I hear a motion to vote on the handout that we were given regarding the USDA loan?
I move that we vote on the sale of a bond as printed in the handout.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. It was unanimous. You can certify those two copies.
Do we actually need to read this into the record?
No, that's why I had it moved as printed in the handout.
Okay.
So this will become part of the record.
Okay, cool.
And Charlie has a copy for the record. If you're going to have somebody prepare a material amount, the record is available. You want to read this into your audio record?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to ask that it be put in the minutes verbatim.
That's right. This would be in the minutes.
Yeah.
So that will take care of what we need from you. By the end of the week, we should have all the paperwork signed. I think Charlie and I will have to do some more before we get back this week. Goes out Thursday. She has it by Friday. Closes next Wednesday. In theory, on that day, $2 million is dropped into our bank account. And then that $2 million will be sitting there for the following week when the notes come due, and we'll pay the $2 million down with the $2 million. We'll put this amount in the budget now every year going forward as a pay down on this loan.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much for that. It's almost over. And then the $500,000 grant is going to come to us in 12 equal payments, $500,000 divided by 12 over the next 12 months, March through next February. So we'll budget that revenue. And that's all going to be used to pay the cost of notes. So we'll be accumulating it and then using it to pay notes when they come due, roll some notes, accumulate, pay them, because we pay the notes once a year. So in April, we'll pay down what we can, and in a year from April, the rest of the money will be in and we'll use it to pay off the rest of it.
What notes is it we're paying down on a monthly basis?
We're going to pay down on a monthly basis the bond.
No.
The $2 million that the federal government has given us next Wednesday is a loan. It's a bond.
Bond, yeah.
Okay. That's going to be paid down in 40 equal installments over the next 40 years.
Annually.
Correct.
Yes.
Once a year on February 15th. We have notes out with our local bank. Those are due to be paid down in April. Whatever we collect of the $500,000 between now and April from the grant portion of this agreement,
yep,
we're going to pay down the notes. And we're going to roll them for a year. And the Fed's going to give us more payments every month, and we're going to accumulate it in the grant fund. And then when the notes come due, we're going to pay those off.
Okay.
So there are projects that are being funded in a combination of a bank, a loan from the federal government, and a grant of $500,000. So we took the notes to build the tank. We took the notes, some of them, to do the security system. We took the notes to purchase the easement on the land over where the Katua Kettlers play. These are projects that we're funding with all this $2.5 million. And some of them have notes that won't get paid for another year now.
Okay.
And some of them have notes that will get paid in this April. And the $2 million that we're getting, we already had set to pay down separately, so we have $2 million out separate that's coming due 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
They're going to get paid with the first $2 million. And then the half million will pay off the rest over the next year and a half.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Only other item on the agenda is our new treasurer. At our last meeting, we voted to pay him $47 per hour. I ended up in my discussion with him coming to $50 per hour. So I need a vote to authorize the $50 per hour.
I move we pay our new treasurer $50 an hour.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, this is the emerging next step that was just Ray and I met for 6 hours last week and kind of got him up to speed. The exercise was good because it was a micro view of the role. He came back with sort of a schedule of estimated hours. I took that and modified it to what's there. Still not perfect, but it's a work in progress for budget purposes because we're going to need to, as we move through the back end of 17 and then build the 18 budget, which is coming at you.
Yeah.
Soon. Right. So we'll be preparing a budget. So this is the beginning of how to get to a budget for both districts because I did
yeah,
the
one. Okay.
It's convenient for me to do both at the same time, and that's the way we've been working. So you're interested primarily in the CFD columns, not the WBFD columns. But what it does do is it begins to put together a weekly set of demands, a monthly set of demands, a quarterly set of demands, an annual set of demands. And it may not be all-encompassing, but it begins to give you a framework for how to budget the hours times the rate you've negotiated. And so that's where it is. Sort of a work in progress. I did get an email back from Ray today. He thought it would, you know, he seemed to like it from what I could see in the email. And we'll continue to work on this as we go through the next week or months, actually, the next 2 months, because your March meeting really kicks off your budgets.
Yeah, right.
And we'll try to have them, all of your budgets done for that meeting, and then water comes in and fire comes in. So February meeting is pretty stacked up already, right? Water board coming?
I think that's all we have is the water board.
All right, and so we'll if we have any budget work done, I'll be glad to report to you that the debt is done at your next meeting, and on how that's worked out. We'll get cranking on the budgets, but certainly by the March meeting, we'll have a set of budget worksheets for you. We'll just have to drop those other budgets in after that meeting, and then April will be a real busy month.
So this is these numbers are hourly numbers, estimates of how much we'll need to pay.
Yeah, it rolls down, and it actually I put in a little extra to, you know, if you think it's inadequate. I've tried, the highlighted yellows are what I call unallocated. It just sort of says, look, you got some hours of routine in the week that I may not have listed yet that will grab an hour or two out of your life. And then the yellow in the, was it monthly, and then the quarterly, and then even down at the bottom I add in another plug number just to make sure that it could be as high as that, but I'm not sure. And I think, as I said, this is a work in progress. I squeezed it out in between everything else that was going on last week. I'm trying to keep everybody where they need to be going forward. So it's absolutely not a fait accompli, sir. So, I mean, look at it. If you think there's something missing or it's underweighted or overweighted, I'm not advocating for all that extra yellow line, but I'm showing you where and what could be. And then throwing, I think it's a 5% I settled on. At that. And then how much of that is allocated, I think it's spilled out onto another page. But it doesn't really matter. This top pot is really what I'm beginning to formulate. And at some point, Joe will probably take over at that end. He's probably going to continue to work with us to set this up and make sure that we have a good plan. But I think it's adequate. I think it begins to show you what we've been saying right along.
I just have one question. Tony asked me to provide her with a letter with his date of employment and hours per week. Is it safe to put 10? Actually, when I calculated it,
on an annual basis, where are we?
The 605 came out to 11.
Okay. So at 6, 10 to 12, I would just put as needed.
Okay.
In the letter. Because it's not, you're not making a contract.
Right.
You're just giving her data to use to set up the payroll. So you have voted to hire the gentleman effective February 1 at the rate of $50. And an amount to be determined per week through continued budget development, something like that.
Okay.
And he has a copy of this, and you all have a copy of this. Joe has a copy of this. And I'll continue to work with your board and Joe over there to get it to the point where you may formalize the budget. Because we're going to need to, you've got more than you need in the salary for this year.
Right.
We need to move some down out of this year through an action, hopefully, at the district meeting to buoy up the purchase of services because we underestimated my services.
Right, yeah.
And then for the next year, we'll have a good working listing of rate and hours to calculate and defend the budget at the district meeting when it gets a full vetting through the budget process. So this is the development of both of those budgets at the same time. I'll strike the other district lines in your presentation. You are the man. But it's a good start, I think, and it seems like Ray has embraced it. So
Great. So has he told you when he's going to take his vacation?
He gave me something,
but
it just went in and out.
Okay.
It was one of those days when emails would just go.
I know.
I actually told district council that I was overwhelmed and he couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I was. But we're okay. We're going to be fine.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
All right. So we're going to need another certification based on what she says in the email. If you look at the one that I sent her, I think I might have CC'd you with the scans that I did for 15, the very first one I sent up, the script was okay. And she said, yes, I could use the stuff I had to file. That one, I think, had a statement that you made about the notice. If you can mimic that, and I'll try to help you tomorrow.